All right, let's go and have a chat with Nick Olive. We're just struggling. Nick's answered the call, and we really appreciate that. He's got a couple of genuine chances in Sydney. Well, they're double-figure odds, but they're in the race. And, of course, single gaze in the build-up to Tuesday's Melbourne Cup. Hi to you, Nick.
Morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Thanks for taking our call. How's the mare in Melbourne for Tuesday?
Yeah, she's great, mate. Just actually watching her work now, but she's, she's really good. Couldn't be happier.
Is it? It's been a preparation that she's just put herself in every race.
Yeah, she has. She's been very consistent. Hasn't run a bad race down here, and just ticking over nicely, Andrew. You know, just keeps improving with every run.
What barrier do you want to draw in the cup?
Probably anywhere between 5 and 12, Ronnie.
Yeah, you're
good. Yeah, yep.
She'll just do a thing and race in the first 6 or 7.
Yeah, she will, mate. I'd love to draw a gate. She just can, you know, just cross and go to sleep, to be honest with you. I don't really want to be doing too much work early, but, just be good to draw a gate and just slot in somewhere and have a nice run.
You got this horse under oath in today. He's been pretty good of late. He's been around the mark.
Yeah, he has. You know, I thought he sort of bungled the start last start. I don't know what he was doing that day, but... he's going really well, and I think he's well over the odds today. I think he'll run a great race.
Okay. Are you convinced he runs a strong 1,200 metres?
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, if he from the draw, he should get a soft run and have the last crack at him.
Okay. What else we got in here?
Yeah, we got Bring a Secret in the last race.
Yeah, look, he's going well too. You know, obviously a big step up in class for him, but... ran a nice race in the anniversary last start. He's ticking nicely, you know, just have this run and then head to the Snake Gully Cup.
Fantastic. Can I ask you just the emotion around, I'm not too sure how much time you've spent back in Canberra of late, but just Canberra Racing Club seem to be doing a lot. They've got a race meeting on Tuesday and they've made it into a single gaze day. It's an incredible story for you, Nick, to get a Melbourne Cup runner with a genuine chance after Caulfield.
Yeah, it is, Andrew. Look, the town's been unreal. They've got right behind everything, you know. Like, I've been in Melbourne all week, so I've missed out on the experience. But from what I'm told, you know, everyone's talking about her. The posters all over all the businesses in Canberra, and they're all right behind her. So yeah. I know some of the schools in Canberra, their kids are wearing blue and red on Melbourne Cup Day, and it's just been fantastic.
Mate, we hope she does you proud on Saturday. Thanks for joining us, Nick. Good luck, mate.
No worries. Thanks, guys.